Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Everyone Talks to Liz. I always try and envision where you guys are, whether you're driving or jogging, walking, or just hanging out. But wherever you are, I need you to focus on this one. And it's about something that maybe you'll say, oh, I don't want to hear about this. I'm not interested in this. I promise you, you will never regret listening to this particular one. Okay, it's about football. Hold on, don't turn it off. Specifically about college ball. Every year, hundreds of thousands of college football players dream of being drafted by the NFL. But you guys know this, only a tiny, tiny fraction, 1.6% of NCAA players ever get to the pros. But right now, in an extraordinary moment in sports history, we are watching in real time that just because a player is undrafted, meaning he doesn't get picked, does not mean he cannot become the starting quarterback of a National Football League team. Tommy DeVito is living that Cinderella story. After two New York Giants quarterbacks went down due to injuries this season, DeVito gets the call, okay? Never played a pro game. And since he has become the quarterback, he's won three out of the four games. But years before DeVito ever steps on the pro gridiron, an agent named Sean Stellato saw his potential and signed him. How did Sean learn the art of the deal? This is so Jerry Maguire, right? In one of the hardest businesses in the world. We welcome Sean Stellato, who has just as an incredible story as Tommy DeVito does. Your story is as fascinating to me as Tommy DeVito's is. Welcome.
Wow. I'm very blessed to be here. If Tommy wasn't doing what he was doing or the rest of my clients, I wouldn't be here. So any success they've had, it's been part of the journey, and I'm very fortunate to represent such amazing young men on and off the field.
Tommy is possibly facing his biggest challenge coming up, playing the Eagles twice, the Philadelphia Eagles, known for their very interesting fans who make life very difficult for the opposing team. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, great organization. You know, I had four Super Bowl champions with them in Super Bowl 52, so I spent a lot of time in that stadium. And from Jeffrey Lurie all the way Howie Roseman to their coaches, they're a talented organization, talented team, and it's definitely going to be a challenge. But let's face it, as you mentioned, the numbers, 1,696 players make up the league, roughly. The parity of the NFL is just incredible. And any given Sunday, and all he can focus on is preparing for that moment on Christmas Day. I'm excited for the opportunity for him. And let's face it, you just got to go out there. These guys are all elite athletes. It should be exciting to watch.
Well, before Christmas Day, you got a Monday night game, right?
Yeah, it's actually on Christmas Day.
Oh, I'm sorry. Whoops. That's right. God, the times go so quickly. But for Tommy DeVito and his story, it's really riveted sports fans, hasn't it? They love this story of a kid who doesn't make a lot of money. He's not flashy. I've met him. He's so sweet. And he lives with his parents still in New Jersey. It's such an interesting story, but you've known him well before that. What caught your eye initially about him?
His resiliency, his tenacity, his story, it resonates with me.
We've got an audience that loves stories of the climb from nothing to true, unbelievable success. That is both for Tommy and for you. So we've got kind of this bifurcated story here, which I find so very interesting. Let's tackle Tommy first, because, people think, oh my God, you don't get drafted. You're nothing. You're never going to make it. What is it that you said to him throughout the low points where he probably thought, am I ever going to play in the pros, to keep him focused and to keep him just aiming for the top and perfecting his skills?
You know, I think at the end of the day, you can only control the man in the mirror. And Tommy isn't an overnight sensation. See, if anyone does their due diligence on the journey and the climb of Tommy, Elite 11 quarterback, went out to the Oregon Open, top high school players in the country, Tua and him. He was the MVP of that camp.
Oh.
2018 Heisman Trophy dark horse. He has been groomed, and it's a testament from his dad who got him into football at five and his support of his mom since a young boy. And this wasn't just an overnight sensation. Yeah, he had a lot of speed bumps. You know, anytime you make a commitment to a college, whether it's politics, whether it's coaching, whether it's injuries, timing, and to be transitioning and reinvent himself, comprehend another playbook at Illinois, and then go out there against one of the toughest conferences in college football and perform at a high level. Let's face it, everyone wants to get their name called draft day. Any kid that enters that draft, sometimes that doesn't happen.
And he didn't. What did you say to him?
I just said it takes one team to fall in love with you. And that one team, when you get that opportunity, let's face it, you got to make the most out of it. There's a small window, a small margin for error. And in terms of his ability to comprehend playbook after playbook after playbook, his football IQ is off the charts. He's always studying. He's always preparing. And as a quarterback, it's so different in terms of reading defenses and schemes. That goes a much difference. And then you got to go in there as a rookie and really take over a huddle, you know, because that huddle, those linemen, is there going to be a respect? But he leads. He has a very unique approach. He's not maybe a screaming rah-rah, but he has the general DNA to lead the team, and that really took over a locker room. And let's face it, the fans love him, and he loves his fans.
Well, this is relevant even to people who have no interest in football, this story, because, again, listeners, you guys know these are the stories that I bring you where, truly, you think about it. It's like somebody saying, no, your dream of XYZ is gone. We're not interested. And yet he never gave up.
No,
and you helped him along the way. I'm sure there have been times where I got rejected from stations that I thought I was so close and I was so much better than the person they chose. And you come up with all these ideas and you don't get it.
But that makes the story sell more when you get there. And it's everybody looks at the final destination. But it's between that. That's where the true story is written. 28 teams gave him the Heisman, denied him draft day.
Yeah.
I stood on cheers in the office for him, screaming, yelling why they needed to draft him.
Mm-hmm.
We both watched other quarterbacks get their name called. Then again, we don't control any of those decisions. And we're just fortunate where it came down to a couple teams. And we weighed the pros and cons. You know, the last day of the draft is very intense. It's like the Tower of Terror, the emotions. And we stayed true to what we're about. You know, he wants to be the best at his position, his craft. I want to be the best in my craft. We can't control all the other decision makers and opinions of people. But we know we're wired very similar.
How, as an agent, when a kid that you've really helped along and put 1,000% of yourself into, how do you stay with them after that? What goes through your mind? Like, oh, my God, this guy did not get drafted. But yet you stay with them.
When we, you know, execute a contract and they sign with our team and myself, they get in all of me, 24/7, 365. And I think that gives them some sort of comfort when they put their head on the pillow at night. I have the relationships with all 32 teams. I personally feel there's not an agent on the planet that has more energy than me. And they know if you hit speed bumps, I'm going to be there. Let's face it, it's great when everything's going perfect and everything's flowing. But what happens when you hit a speed bump? What happens, you know, injuries or you get cut? And I've watched those movies year in and year out. And I think the confidence that my guys have in me and the confidence I have in them, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful relationship. And it's hard to quantify that.
Boy, I'm thinking of Jerry Maguire, the movie with Tom Cruise, who plays that agent who's so darn passionate and he keeps getting smacked down and smacked down. I'm not exactly sure that's a fair comparison with you. You have many NFL clients. How many do you have? What teams are they with? And tell me about some of those guys, some of those Cinderella stories.
You know, the 10 to 12 guys that I have, it's each one has such a unique story. Take Chris Manhertz, the tight end for the Denver Broncos. This kid never played football in his life. He was a Division I basketball player. His first game playing football in his life was the NFL.
Stop.
Eight years. Yeah. Chris is one of the most just highest IQ grinders, success stories.
But wait, how does that happen? I'm sorry.
You know, I think it happens by, you know, you realize that, hey, I'm athletic. Mm-hmm. I'm 6'6", 260. I've grinded my whole life. Jamaican, you know, DNA. And I think it's just a testament of how he was raised. And Chris is so athletic. He's so smart. And he's really carved out a beautiful niche in the NFL as being one of the best blocking tight ends in the National Football League. I have hands down, he can be one of the best safeties in the National Football League.
Don't you have to almost be a psychologist as well for these guys when they get down?
Yeah, you know, I wear a lot of hats for my guys, and it's part of it. I understand what it's like to get cut. I understand what it's like to get injured.
Well, let's explain. You played football.
Yeah, I had
at Marist University.
At Marist College, I played. Yes, I played Division I football and basketball. I played over two years in the Arena Football League.
The diamonds in the rough, how do you spot them?
I think I operate kind of like a general manager and a sports agent. I have an extensive background as a player, and I know talent, I know traits. And, I've cultivated a lot of strong relationships over the last 18 years with all 32 teams. They know, you know, with myself, I understand the game. If I'm going to bring them a player, they're going to know that they're special, they're talented. But everything's about timing, as we know.
But you can't control what other people do and what other people say. This is Everyone Talks to Liz, and we're going to be right back.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Klayman. Just go to Indeed.com/Klayman right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Klayman. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What about like what happened to Jerry Maguire, where somebody he had groomed and brought along dumps him for another agent? You know, there are all these questions sometimes about how loyal people remain to those who found them in the early days.
Yeah, you know, I've had a couple. Yeah, you know, I watched that movie, and I have several Jerry Maguire stories that, you know, I count my wins, not my losses.
Okay.
When you go to represent a player, you know, you service them the best you can. You have no control over the loyalty card. Hopefully, they were raised the right way. They don't forget where they, you know, came from. But at the end of the day, it's part of the industry. It's a rotten part of the industry. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, my job is to be able to find the kids of character, find the traits, get the right guys on the bus, and evolve together.
You guys are a breed of cat unto yourselves, agents, but you are an exotic. Let's just be honest here. I mean, you put on the outfits, you're on the phone, you wear the fedora hat, you do the hand signal like, that's Italian. Is that all real? Is that who you are? I mean, it's fascinating to the New York Post, certainly, put you in many articles, and not to mention that it's very honest for a lot of people who resonate, who you resonate with. I'm not being exactly that eloquent, but the Jersey group, you're from Boston, by the way, outside of Boston. So you got the Boston gang, you got New York, you've got all these people watching you, not just Tommy DeVito right now.
Yeah, and that's, you know, obviously, that's interesting to hear because I'm his agent. I can't control any of that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm locked in daily on being the best agent I can and servicing the 10 to 12 guys that I'm representing and the few guys I'm going to be representing for the 2024 draft. The dress thing, I mean, I'm organic. And, you know, it's funny. I was with one of my clients this past weekend, and he's like, man, people were asking, you know, in our front office about you, is that just an act? And so he was laughing at them. Mm-hmm. He says, no, Sean's been doing this for years. So it is, it's organic. My late grandmother, Letizia, our, you know, Stellato, she worked at a men's clothing store when I was growing up, and she used to bring home gifts and the white sport coat. My mom's the proud mom of three boys, and I was the baby. Maybe some of her, part of her wanted me to be a daughter, so the dress and fashion was always kind of unique. But I take pride. I mean, certain people, you know, they have mohawks, they have dreads, braids, long hair.
It's your culture.
It's my culture. It's what I'm passionate about. But then again, I mean, just because I dress a certain way to stereotype someone's crazy. I mean,
let's talk about that stereotyping, because something just happened recently on ESPN. Eli and Peyton Manning have a show, the two famous quarterbacks. Eli, of course, formerly of the New York Giants. Peyton of, well, two, he was mostly the Broncos, correct?
Yes.
They took you on. They called you slimy. They've never met you?
No, never. You know what? I take that back. I took Peyton and I met for a couple minutes at the Waldorf last year when I was at visiting my all-pro long snapper for breakfast and before the Pro Bowl games mm-hmm. in Vegas. Probably didn't. I'm sure he meets a lot of people. But that was extremely disappointing to hear that out of a guy that has had so much success and is so well-known as a football player. Being the dad of four daughters and, you know, my wife, for them to hear that was just extremely disappointing. And, you know, I live my life by being very curious, not judgmental, because mm-hmm. let's face it, you don't know the road someone has traveled and not even communicate with someone and just to make assumptions like that. It's pretty weak and disappointing. But at the end of the day, I can't control any of that. I can recruit a kid for 14 months, and if I come in second, I know I'm better than the competition that they're going up against. Mm-hmm. But if they decide to go with that person, I can't control that.
What you can control and what you have control in the past is big deals for your players.
Yeah.
Talk about, as you know, we're a business network, we're sort of a business podcast in a way, aiming for true success. Tell me about some of the brands that you've struck deals with and why you aim for them in particular. Was it something that a player will say, hey man, get me Rolex or whatever it
yeah,
is?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've represented 19 Super Bowl champions that I'm proud of. You know, I've had a lot of unique stories where players were failing a certain thing. Like I had a running back, a former All-Pro, Alfred Morris, and he had a car that was actually older than his wife that he used to drive. And he drove his bicycle sometimes to work. And the bicycle was a little
beat. Why was that? Was he just frugal?
He was very frugal, very okay. smart young man,
good.
And which I thought was a great trait. Mm-hmm. And so he had a bicycle that was a little beat up, so I reached out to Cannondale, and he used to park his bicycle in his nameplate at the facility. And Cannondale, I brokered a deal for him, and you know, that we did some shooting over there. It was pretty cool. I had, you know, another, you know, certain players that, you know, like fashion and suits. I kind of, you know, Intel, I did a 360 angle of an NFL play. So Intel had him in a studio, and kind of he explained the play, which was kind of cool to see. And there was some collaboration with Intel, you know, multiple watch deals. Which,
what do you foresee for Tommy DeVito?
You know, I think his best is yet to come for him. I do not feel like he's even scratched the surface of what he can become in this mm-hmm. league. You know, if you look at teams, obviously a GM's job and the front office is to put the best players around the quarterback. And I think he's making the most out of the opportunity. I think him being wired and I being wired similar, you know, you have a little success. Mm-hmm. There's no complacency there. It's just you don't know that word. So I think he's just going to continue to go out there, grind even harder. Let's face it, you carry a boulder on your shoulder when you're overlooked. Tom Brady, a lot of his interviews, 6th round, 199th pick, mm-hmm. pissed off.
Yeah, furious.
Overlooked, furious. Well, I think Tommy's very similar to that. And I know I'm very similar to that. When I recruit a kid for 14 months and I come in second or third, you know, I don't hold grudges, but it just puts another layer of passion for the next draft class or the next player that I hope to work with.
Let me ask you this question about quarterbacks. And you've been one, obviously. You have a lot of guys whom you know who have served as quarterbacks. There's a reason Tommy got called up. The two previous guys were hurt. I'm a Cleveland Browns fan. Three quarterbacks injured. They're on their fourth quarterback. Sean, this is a dangerous sport. Is it really worth it?
That's obviously you hold your breath, and it's something that you sign up for as a player. You know, you sign up for potentially, you know, the championships, the injuries, getting cut. It all comes with a football player, but you know, you're wired a certain way. And I know for me as a football player, my dad gave me a football at 6 years old. I watched Doug Flutie throw one of the most illustrious passes in football, college football history.
Hail Mary, I remember it.
November 25th, 1984. And my dad, I remember giving me a football, and he said, this is going to be your compass. It's going to be able to take you places. You only dreamed of if you work hard. And you know, I look at my nephew. He's the starting receiver for Clemson. He tore his ACL August of 2022. Mm-hmm. And I remember he had an emotional call with me. And I said, Troy, you know, you signed up for 43 scholarship offers. You signed up to win two state championships. You signed up to potentially win a national championship and play in the pros. But the in-between those injuries, you know, that's something that, you know, let's face it, it's a very physical game, and that's why I fight like tooth and nail for my guys to maximize contract value and create opportunities off the field for them from a brand.
And what needs to change in football?
You know, I think research and development, I think with regards to the concussion thing, I know they're working diligently on that, but I think there needs to be more spent money on that.
The turf has got to go.
Mm-hmm. It has to go. I know even when I'm negotiating with teams, that plays a factor.
Explain that to people who don't understand.
Well, if you look at the, you know, the owners, obviously, they, you know, the owners of the stadium, they kind of control what field surface is on. And I understand, you know, you've got the stadium's doormat for a certain time during the year. So you're going to want to have, you know, some ROI on that with regards to concerts and some, you know, motocross. But I think in the fact of the matter is, they got to do a better job to protect their greatest assets, which are the players. And if they're putting them in a position where the statistics don't lie, where the injuries increase more on field turf.
Meaning fake.
Fake grass. Why would you do that? It doesn't make sense. It contradicts. I understand it's, I think it lacks a little empathy there for their greatest assets, which are the players who make up the league and make up the fan base.
As we finish up, you reach high, well beyond your grasp. Tell me what you would advise anybody listening right now when it comes to reaching for dreams.
I'm a dreamer, and I think my dad, he hugged me and kissed me on the cheek when I was going up for the Hall of Fame acceptance speech. And he said,
"That's the
National Italian American Sports Hall of Fame." And he says, "Man, what can't you do?" And I said, "Dad, you have been my hero." And I sit in my office at times, and I'm old school. I have photos plastered everywhere, a lot of my ancestors. And I think about Pasquale Stellato coming over on the SS Canopic with 13 other immigrants on the lowest possible means of ocean transport. And I said, it doesn't matter how lows my lows get. I reflect on them on a boat for 11 days. Coming to America with so much uncertainty. And I just say my four daughters, my greatest accomplishments. They make me a better dad. They make me a better man. My wife, Krista, she's my spiritual rock, my best friend. And I stand shoulder to shoulder with her. And I'm proud of what we've built together. And I truly, I would say to anyone with dreams, find your bliss. Find your bliss. Because if you're getting out of bed with passion, there really isn't anything you can't accomplish.
Sean Stellato, thank you for talking with me. I love these kinds of stories, and they are exactly the stories that our listeners soak up. And yours is really different and special. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Liz. And this was a special day for me, being in the Big Apple, where I got engaged almost 20 years to the day on that Rockefeller ice to my college sweetheart.
Aww.
And I'm just, I'm blessed, I'm grateful, but I'm more driven than ever. And I'm just, I'm indebted to my family, my clients, and I'm excited for the next chapter to be written, but so much more to write.
We wish you luck.
Thank you so much.
And thanks to all of our listeners. I want to hear from those of you who don't care about football, but absolutely absorb this story and are going to take, excuse the pun, that ball and run with it. And as always, I'm right there for you Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Klayman Countdown. Have a lovely week.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.